there's like a whole entire industry of companies that will keep pigeons off your roof so they don't like poop on your stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How do they do that? Do they shoot them?
Or they take them somewhere. They like take them to Canada or something.
They physically remove them? I thought they just put something.
I don't know.
You realize the same species is also called squab.
Squab.
Which is a flying delicacy.
Oh. I didn't think they killed them. I thought they just put something up there, like a scare pigeon.
Chop them up and
a la scarecrow.
Baste them.
Baste them? That's rough. Man, so Unix, woo! How about that stuff, man? That's some crazy programming, isn't it?
God. Ask a question.
I wish I knew what to ask. What did we not touch on yesterday?
Oh, geez, I think we spent 40 minutes covering the basics.
We really did.
Pipes.
We didn't talk about
water
pipes.
Pipes,
pipes are things that are in your house. That,
yes.
Water pipes?
They bring water from one place to another.
Is it like a pipe dream?
Much like the Unix pipe.
If you dream about Unix, is that a pipe dream?
To make a long story short,
can you make it about 20 minutes?
Yes.
Actually, 18.
A pipe is a means of redirecting the output from one program to the input from another program.
Okay.
So let's say you
cat.
What?
Cat.
Cat, yeah. But you don't ever use cat. Most programs will take standard,
sure.
And you can just redirect standard. So, for instance, let's say you have a table with a flat text file that has numbers in the first column, words in the second column, and then a whole bunch of other shit. But you only care about the first two columns, and you want them sorted by number. You could first use the sort program on that file, and then pipe it to another.
The sort is one. Remember, said that Unix is a collection of small programs.
Sort as well.
Okay, yeah. Right on.
Sort by.
Anything you want.
Each command.
Alphabetical by hat size.
Yep.
Yes.
What's the syntax of a pipe command? Because I was always, I never used pipe in Unix. But I used pipes in VMS.
Program A, pipe
program B. Is it? There's no router.
The programs take standard.
Right.
Also redirect standard error.
What's standard?
So standard in is like the terminal. Type something into it, it's standard input. So it's an overriding concept of the stream. There are input streams and output streams that are standard in is the standard one.
Okay.
Think of them as three rivers flowing in parallel, and you have right, and yeah, and they just happen to be called in, out, and error rivers, and you either
just
going
like
you're going
along the Yawk and the
Allegheny.
Sure.
It's Google.
And you're sending information into one river, and it's flowing down there, and you can only see it if you're looking at that river, and. If you know, you put information in another river or another pipe, and it flows in there. That's all that is.
Okay.
It's just three different ways that you can look at data.
And another example of the string can actually be a file. So file,
yeah.
And the file now becomes a string. You can read stuff in from it, right to it.
We'll just keep adding rivers.
Yes. Well,
I like my river analogy.
Well, the is.
Put stream, yeah, river.
The
stream.
Earliest Unixes had a limit.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like 10 rivers in
it. Something, yeah, it was really small.
What's the craziest Unix command you've ever typed? God, I hate this topic.
100 characters long.
Woo!
But it had to be awkward or sad.
It used Oxen, Pearl Sword.
Yeah.
God, I'm so sorry I asked. Man. What did we talk about yesterday? The review.
Man files.
They're good.
They're my favorites.
I like them because they're like all user friendly.
They're manual or online.
Nice.
Yeah, they're.
What's the difference between a list command and a dir command?
Nothing. They're just different. Just different commands. Yeah.
So there's things you could see in dir that you couldn't see in a list command. You see file attributes.
Yeah, ls has command line options. So if you type ls dash l, it'll give you like the permissions, who owns it, how big it is, and stuff like that. There's probably how many options are there?
I guess at least a dozen, if not 20.
That's about what I was guessing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can if you want your files color coded, ls has an option for that.
What's up with dot files?
They're just files that, for one reason or another.
Like system files or configuration files?
Yeah, so CSHRC is the most common one.
Which is the same thing for login. When you log in, before you get
it's just like any system file that you're trying to mess with.
How do you, what was the problem that we were having with your little John?
I don't know. Because I wasn't any, I was just
watching. What were we trying to do? Like, we're trying to run, we're just trying to like, compile
a
Perl script.
Machine, but I wasn't being,
No, like once we actually got to where we're trying to get, we're trying to do like X-Source. What's X-Source used for?
X-Source.
Yeah. Nobody knows what that is. And apparently the X wasn't supposed to be there. It was just Source.
Yeah, Source is the what you normally use.
What does that command do?
It reads the, it executes the commands in a file.
It's like a
C-shell file.
Yeah. So it's like run a batch file?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But you don't really have to do that, right? If you make it execute. I only use it to like set shell variables. You know, like I'll source my path file or my aliases file.
What does that do?
So my path file just sets my path, my search path.
So
and every time I log in, I select source automatically. It's part of my path.
Oh, but I'm saying like, with the action of sourcing, like, what does that do? It just
executes whatever commands.
Okay.
And if provided they're C sharp commands.
Okay.
So if you like try to source a tickle script or something.
It's tickle script.
Programming language.
Oh.
Right on.
When we were in class, we learned about access rights. Is that just a CMU thing, or is that a Unix thing?
Though the Andrew file system does have some stuff on top of it.
Yeah, Andrew's just wrong.
Oh, no.
The Andrew file system is. Oh, it's on its way out.
Is that AFS?
Yeah.
Okay. Pitt uses that too, yeah?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
It's too bad.
Not only schools, but other places. Well, it's being slowly being replaced.
Was that developed here?
Yeah.
Andrew? Yeah.
That's the name.
Yeah, so I figured.
Yeah.
Coda. That's the name.
I'm sure they'll do things right too.
What's wrong about AFS?
Just the protections are non-standard.
The protections aren't right. The access controls.
And some of the commands are just non-standard. It's really.
The AFS package.
Yeah. I just don't. I try not to use it as much as possible. Or use as little as possible.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't